Welcome back to In Depth for one final interview with a couple of wonderful guests. I have Ashlyn Moreno and Pat Bruce from Friends of Nevada Wilderness. How are you both?
Doing well.
Hello.
Doing well.
Thank
wonderful.
You for having us.
As Pat said earlier, it's good to just get out of the office, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, I imagine, but I imagine you're in the out of doors on occasion doing what you do.
I spend quite a bit of time in the field.
Yeah. For sure. So you are the, Pat, specifically, you are the stewardship director?
Stewardship program director.
Program director. Yeah. What does that entail?
Well, we do a tremendous amount of wilderness stewardship work all across the state of Nevada. Mm-hmm. We have two offices, one up here in Reno, one down in southern Nevada in Las Vegas. And pretty much every weekend and portions of time through the week, we have people out on the ground volunteering, doing restoration work on public lands.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and up here, we actually take people out. We camp over a three-day period, and we feed everybody and make sure everybody has a good time and gets out to see public lands as well as get some experience actually working on their public lands.
Right. I think getting them out there and just getting them involved, I mean, you're going to develop an appreciation for the outdoors and
oh, absolutely.
Our wilderness, and you'll actually want to take care of it more.
We even take people out who can't work necessarily, may have a limitation of some sort,
right.
And just having them sit in the campsite and get out and see wild Nevada is important.
That's fantastic. So Friends of Nevada Wilderness, either one of you can answer this question. I know I've had you in the studio before, but it'd be nice to do a refresher of how long you've been around, what was your goal initially, just kind of your day-to-day work.
Well, Friends of Nevada Wilderness, the first full-time employee started 17 years ago.
Okay.
And prior to that, it was all volunteers. And we basically started because we didn't think Nevada had a voice in public lands, especially in wilderness designation. And through the years, we've come to develop the stewardship program and the outreach aspect of what we do, and we also get out and do inventory on lands with wilderness characteristics to maybe add more wilderness to the system or the possibility of that. And the stewardship program's about 12 years old.
Okay.
And that's when we started the focus on getting people out on the ground, but obviously as part of that, we're doing the outreach and the inventory work as well.
Right. And part of the reason why you're here, you probably could use some volunteers.
Absolutely.
All the time. And I was just on your website before you walked in, and like, there, I mean, both north and south with your chapters, there's stuff going on all the time. Like, you guys are always working.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, southern Nevada has a little bit different schedule. It's a little warmer down there, so they can work through the winter. We do a lot of paperwork in the winter, just jonesing
you
to get
hibernate
out.
And
absolutely.
Make sure you get prepared for spring and summer.
And we have about 650 active volunteers, and they
wow.
can be everything from office work to being out and doing on the ground stuff, as well as doing advocacy work to make sure that people understand what's going on public lands.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, I'm going to move it on over to Ashlyn. And how long have you been a part of the organization?
So I came on to Friends of Nevada Wilderness about a year ago. But I have been a longtime supporter, and a big goal of mine was to get on board because I'm so passionate about the organization and how good they are at what they do. I kind of wanted to piggyback a little bit off of what Pat was saying, the aspect of our organization that works on advocacy.
Right.
So we're very much involved with the designation of wilderness, which is the highest protection of public lands that an area can get. So we've been involved with all wilderness designations in the state of Nevada. Over 3 million acres have been protected.
Wow.
And we are currently engaged in a couple important public lands issues here in Nevada. The two that we're most engaged in right now is one up in northern Nevada. It's the Fallon Naval Air Station is preparing for a major expansion.
Okay.
And that would impact wilderness study areas, Stillwater Wildlife Refuge, and other public lands. And so we are currently waiting for their plan with that area. And then down in southern Nevada, we are working to defend the Desert National Wildlife Refuge. So I think we're all pretty familiar with the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, the issues going on up there. But here in Nevada, we're also facing a major threat. So the Desert National Wildlife Refuge is the largest wildlife refuge in the lower 48 states.
Oh, wow.
And currently, the military is looking to expand their Nevada test and training range and take over a new... So they're aiming to take more from the refuge, and that additional gain would be 300,000 acres. In total, they want to have primary jurisdiction over 850,000 acres.
Okay.
And we are very passionate about protecting what is left of the refuge and keeping the military out of that area. Because they already have 2.9 million acres in southern Nevada for their test and training range. So while we see the importance of national defense, we Right. also very much see the importance in conservation of our public lands, protection of our desert habitats, and all of the plants and animals that that area supports.
Yeah. I think it's important to actually have the thing that you're defending rather Yeah. than taking up more space. In yeah. order to train to defend, you know what I mean?
It feels like
very counterintuitive, at least in my head.
Very much, yeah.
Yeah.
And the Desert Refuge is, the Desert National Wildlife Refuge is home to one of the largest desert bighorn sheep herds in the U.S. And so, you know, being Nevadan, that's such an iconic animal.
Right.
And it would directly impact that herd and because a lot of those areas will get closed off and access will be impacted and the habitat will be impacted. So we really want Northern Nevadans here to get on board with helping protect that area. It's a gem of our state. It's the largest roadless area in Nevada. It's truly untrammeled, pristine wildlands, and we do not want to lose that.
Definitely not. No, we want to preserve that as much as we can. Mm-hmm. Are those kind of the most pressing issues when it comes to public lands right now on your mind?
There are a lot of issues with public lands.
I imagine there's stuff popping up all the time.
I think absolutely the Desert National Wildlife Refuge is our top priority. Protecting okay. that area is our top priority. Most definitely the most pressing. I would like to mention here that we have created a campaign to protect it, and it's hashtag don't bomb the bighorn. And it's a really catchy slogan.
No, I was just going to say, that sticks in your head.
It packs a good punch for what we're trying to defend. And you can go onto our website and learn more about that. You can sign our petition that's going to the Nevada delegation. Mm-hmm. And you can also use that hashtag in any of your social media accounts to show your support for what we're trying to do.
That's beautiful. And speaking of support, you're constantly looking for volunteers, I imagine.
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right, cool. They can go to your website. What is your website, by the way?
So it's nevadawilderness.org.
Okay, nevadawilderness.org. And people can sign up on there
yes.
for any amount of...
So there's a Take Action tab. And okay. under that, there's our calendar of events. That's where you can sign up directly for specific events that you're interested in. You can also call our office in Southern or Northern Nevada. And we can set you up with other volunteer opportunities. There's also information about all of the public lands issues that we're working on our website.
Beautiful. And how can people kind of get involved as far as public lands go? Like what part can they play apart from maybe just volunteering with you guys?
Well, I think one of the most important things to understand about public lands is that these are lands that we own. And I think the shift towards understanding and really stepping into that ownership is an important step.
Mm-hmm.
I think volunteering and getting out to the public lands that we own is integral to really to connecting with it and feeling like you want to fight and defend it.
Right.
Of course, you know, we always have campaigns. You can sign petitions. You can write letters to the editors. You can submit public comments. There's a wide variety of ways. But I think the buy-in really comes from having those personal experiences with these places that we're trying to protect.
Beautiful. All right. That was very well said.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else you want to add, Pat?
Well, our office number is 775-324-7667, and we'd love to have people call if they don't feel comfortable going on the website to sign up. You know, we deal with a lot of national companies that support, especially our volunteer recognition party each December, the Winter Wingding. And one of the things that we had to kind of learn to say to these people, you know, why should I help something in Nevada? And we kind of changed the phrasing to, these are America's public lands in Nevada. They belong to all Americans.
Amen.
And they are unique in the world. There's no other country that has public lands and the access that we have to them. You know, there's agreements being made in Great Britain to have a special law that just allows people to go on land that's owned. Huh. And we have this here that we can hunt, fish, take our off-road vehicles out and follow all these roads and trails that are available to us. There's a huge recreation opportunities, and we need to remember that and remember how much of a national treasure that is.
And it's going to get people here. I mean, the people are going to come to the state. It's going to help tourism if you have a wonderful outdoor space you can experience.
Absolutely. Economic impact is huge.
There we go.
You know, Nevada has 85% public lands. I think we're the third largest, the third state with the most amount of public lands.
Right.
So
I imagine we would be.
It's a treasure to get to have so much access and so much opportunity to explore here. And like you said, there is an economic boon to it. In the Desert National Wildlife Refuge, they cited that there's a $2.2 million economic value tied to just that area. And that's just one refuge in Nevada, or public lands area in Nevada. So I encourage people to get outside, explore. You can use our website to find certain areas that are close to you locally. And again, feel free to call if you need a little more direction. We live in a really amazing state.
You know, one more quick thing. We're currently hiring for the Sheldon National Wildlife Refuge Restoration Crew and for the trail crew that we have. We're the only trail crew for the Humboldt-Toyabe National Forest, and the Humboldt-Toyabe National Forest is the largest in the country.
Sheesh. Okay, yeah, that's a lot of ground to cover.
A lot of ground to cover, and you can go on our website for underemployment, and those positions are posted there, and we'd love to have some response to that as well.
Beautiful. Get paid to go outdoors. Why not?
Absolutely.
So NevadaWilderness.org.
Yes.
Very good. Pat Bruce and Ashlyn Moreno, thank you so much for coming in, Friends of Nevada Wilderness.
Thanks
for having us.